It's Wednesday, February 12th, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. State Republicans push for a law banning students using cell phones in schools. The state's attorney general sues John Deere for the right to repair. Partisan political ad money comes to the state's nonpartisan state Supreme Court race, and the Berkey will ski from Cable to Hayward, and you can volunteer to help the race. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Republican-authored bill would require Wisconsin schools to restrict the use of cell phones in class. Sturgeon Bay Representative Joel Kitchens says phones are disruptive.
Districts are free to restrict phone use beyond what's required in the bill. It is hoped that many of them will elect to ban them during lunchtime or for the entire school day.
Most districts already have cell phone policies in place. Critics of the bill say students may need their phones so parents can contact them during the day. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Raymond Newport tracks down the story.
Wisconsin and four other states accuse Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to use only its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest manufacturer of agricultural equipment. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Billionaire mega donors are opening their wallets to influence the high-stakes race for control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The winner of the April 1st election will determine whether the court in battleground Wisconsin remains under liberal control or flips to a conservative majority. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford faces Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Brad Schimmel. Democratic philanthropist George Soros gave $1 million to the Wisconsin Democratic Party, which turned around and gave Crawford $2 million. Billionaire businesswoman Diane Hendricks gave the Wisconsin Republican Party nearly $1 million, which in turn has given Schimmel nearly $1.7 million. The race is officially nonpartisan, but these donations demonstrate how partisan the race can be. Proposed changes to grant funding by the National Institutes for Health could have serious consequences for the universities of Wisconsin. Bob Haig tells us more.
A federal judge on Monday blocked the NIH's announced 15% cap on indirect costs for all new and current grants. In a Monday newsmakers interview with Wisconsin Eye, UW System President Jay Rothman talked about what those grants support.
Just at Madison alone, cancer research, research for Alzheimer's disease, research in diabetes.
Rothman, with a private sector background, doesn't think much of how the decision was announced.
This was not done in a businesslike fashion, in my humble opinion. You announce something on Friday night that goes effective on Monday morning. You don't think about the unintended consequences of that. It doesn't look like there was a whole lot of analysis that went into it.
NIH funding is the largest source of federal support for UW-Madison and a significant source of federal support for UW-Milwaukee. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
North America's largest cross-country ski race is on, and you can help. Amber Gonski with the details.
The American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation announced that there will be a full race with a Main Street finish in Hayward this year. Events begin a week from today, February 19th, with the open track events and run through the 23rd, stretching from Cable to Hayward. Executive Director Ben Pop says volunteers are needed.
It's really the volunteer army that makes the Berkey happen. And it's everything from helping out at an aid station, giving out nutrition, granola bars and oranges as people ski by, to helping with registration, to helping answer questions, helping with baggage, helping with anything that it takes, because we need so much help to make it happen. And one of the programs that we have is helping support nonprofits and youth groups. It allows us to pay them to come and be involved.
For complete information about Berkey schedules and volunteer opportunities, check the website, berkey.com. I'm Amber Gonski.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.